we'd like to do for you a 17th century madrigal. An exciting 17th century madrigal, and I know that very seldom do you have the opportunity of hearing a 17th century madrigal. It's kind of like finger shadows. My brother Dickie Smothers will sing now in his exciting 17th century voice. The song is entitled "Whence Goest Thou, Fair Maiden?"
No, no, that's, I don't think that's right.
You goest, foul maiden, whence?
That's better.
Do you happen to know of a maiden in need of a sweetheart? Here's one who is anxious to please. It's a shame that a handsome young fellow like me should be left whilst the nightingale sings in the tree. It's a shame that a handsome young fellow like me should be left whilst the nightingale sings in the tree. The time it is short, there is none I can spare. The nightingale song soon will die in the air.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Ah! What was that? Tommy, what are you doing?
Dead nightingale. Well, nightingale didn't die. A song was song died in the air.
And what happened to the nightingale?
I don't know.
It's very interesting.
Don't you think, dearest maiden, you'd better agree to make love whilst the nightingale sings in the tree?
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Tom! Now, enough of that stupid bird calls. Now, enough's enough. Let's just cooperate and sing the song.
I think that I was making the sound of the nightingale. I think that you were singing beautifully on this song, Dick. I
now,
can't commend you enough.
Don't change the subject. I don't care what I was singing. You weren't doing right. You're making cheap, cheap sounds. It doesn't
chirp, matter. Chirp goes the nightingale.
What's the difference?
The big difference. Cheap, cheap goes a pelican.
What's a pelican?
A pelican is a... I don't know what a pelican is.
We better forget that anyway. Why don't you just sing along? Sing the words.
I don't know the words.
That's never stopped you before. Now, Tommy, if you want to sing, I know you want to sing. I want you to sing correctly. You see, in 17th century, when the madrigals were written, well, most people could not read in those days, and so they wanted to sing so badly, and they couldn't read the music, that they invented a sound, fa la la la, like fa la 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 la, fa la la, like that. And then they could all join in and sound beautiful. And that's what you could do. You see, the song was like written for you since you can't read either. So I want no more stupid cheep cheeps or chirp chirps or whatever you were saying. And I want some fa la la's and no more tomfoolery.
Oh. Yeah, you make that up. Hey, that's pretty clever. I don't know if I can even continue at all now because my body is racked by hysterical laughter.
All right. Just follow along.
That's really clever. I'm going to remember that.
I hope you do.
Well, I'll never forget that. One of those great moments.
Don't you think, dearest maiden, you'd better agree to make love whilst the night in sings in the tree.
Fa la 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 fa la la, chirp chirp.
It's a Father Nightingale.
All right, stop that.
Father Nightingale, chirp chirp. Chirp.
I told you to forget the nightingales, and especially a Father Nightingale. That's ridiculous. Now, Tommy, your fa la la's were wrong too.
You
came in too heavy. You were klutzy there, Tommy. It's got to be a light, delicate, sensitive fa la la. Now, put yourself in the position of the lover in this song, and you were to make love to the fair maiden in this song.
Yeah.
Now, would you come up and go fa la 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 la, or a tender fa la la la?
I go fa la 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 la.
I went, la, 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 la. I wouldn't get very far.
All right, just fa, la, la. Come on.
In the woods.
I'm sorry I misunderstood you. I know this is your song, and I'm sorry that I misunderstood you about the fa, la, la's.
Okay.
So yep. I want to correct that.
That's quite all right. Just fa, la, la. Very delicate now.
Yeah, didn't
I? Just delicate. Just do what I ask you.
In the woods and the meadow beneath the pale moon, every lad and his lass make the most of the June.
What do you want now?
Just keep humming. I want to know whether you want me to follow the law in this verse or the next verse. I know what type of follow laws you want me to do.
Yes.
I think everybody's aware, and I've become aware of it also, but I want to know what, if you want, you meant starting in this verse or the next verse.
There is no next verse.
Well, you don't understand.
Tommy, there is no next verse.
Let me say this. I didn't understand whether you wanted me to follow law in this, the verse you were singing, or the
I thought I was
verse.
Quite clear. If I wanted you to follow law and you weren't to follow law this verse.
You said flaw la la.
My brother said flaw la la.
Tommy. Why would I have to tell you when to fa-la-la if this is the last verse?
I don't know.
When I tell you to fa-la-la, Tommy, from now on, you just go fa-la-la yourself.
Two in a row. Comes up with tomfoolery in that fa-la-la yourself.
In the woods and the meadow beneath the pale moon, every lad and his lass make the most of the June. Don't you think, dearest maiden, you'd better agree to make love whilst the nightingale sings in the tree? Think, dearest maiden, you'd better agree. When there's two in the bush, there's a bird up your tree. Bird up your tree.